This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in capitalism today, way elsewhere, the publisher of the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune, among other papers, apparently wants a piece of the celebrity magazine industry. Trunk, formerly known as Tribune Publishing, is said to be in talks to buy Us Weekly with a price tag of somewhere near $90 million. What's the play here? Marketplace's Adrian Hill has it.
Celebrity magazines just don't have the same appeal in the grocery store checkout line. Samir Hosni is director of the Magazine Innovation Center at the University of Mississippi.
Maybe we are growing up. Maybe we finally figured out as a country that, you know, there's much more important things for me to do in life than finding out whether Kim Kardashian is pregnant or not.
He's kidding. Closer to the truth, says Hosni, is that we can get more fresher celebrity news on our phones and computers. I don't have to wait a week to find out that Rob and Black China are back together. Thank you, TMZ. Or that Ben and Jen have called off their divorce. For now, hat tip to People.
The market as a whole for the celebrity weeklies had its heydays before the dominance of social media.
According to the Alliance for Audited Media, newsstand sales of Us Weekly have dropped by nearly half in the last 5 years. Other celebrity magazines have also fallen off. So why is Trunk reportedly want in? The company didn't return a request for comment, but media consultant Peter Kreisky says it's likely based on the digital potential of Us Weekly.
I think that that is the only way in which one could justify their interest.
But even then, he says, it's a tricky brand to leverage.
Because it's Us Weekly, and Us Weekly doesn't really sound like a digital brand.
Not when we want our celebrity news right this second. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.